Welcome to another Sunday Night Stories. This Sunday, Harriet Garbus is back with another Two Love Camping story. Harriet's previous Two Love Camping pieces recently appeared on BBC Radio Bristol as part of the BBC Upload programme. And Harriet has lots more exciting projects in the pipeline. But for now, here's Two Love Camping, Two Novices Hit the Road, written and narrated by Harriet Garbus.
April the 3rd, 2018. A Rook's Paradise, Dorset. We arrived at Durdle Door campsite and were thrilled to discover it was an established setup. After some initial reservations en route about being stuck out in the sticks, we were comforted to find a shop, a cafe, and running water. We were told by the proprietor that the forest area was the only option for camping tonight. We were pleased, assuming we would have a peaceful evening secluded from the sea wind. We set up our lodgings and headed for the on-site pub. After having a few ales and admiring two large dogs in the pub, which were the size of small ponies, we stumbled back to the tent in the twilight. We spent the evening trapped in a freezing cold, damp tent as rain pelted down hard. We woke every hour to argue about who had what part of the sleeping bag. Mike's back was so cold it was like a block of solid ice, which I gripped onto for warmth. On reflection, we really should have brought a duvet. What we also didn't foresee was the city of rooks living above our heads. Being early spring, they were quite happy, nesting, breeding, fighting and excreting very loudly. Awoke to bright sunshine and the sound of two rooks screeching, "Anne! What? Anne! What?" in a nest directly above our heads. Outside, it became quickly apparent that our tent was covered in rook poo. I sat with a hot water bottle trying to warm up from the cold night and resting my arm, which had been operated on the previous day. I felt grumpy due to being cold and unkempt and slightly traumatised from the minor op. When Mike returned from the showers, I inquired, "What are the showers like?" To which he replied, "Like Talcs Anonymous." He took one look at me and said, "You look like the woman in the painting in Mr. Bean the movie." Just an answer about the state of the facilities would have been suffice, I snarled, scolding him with my eyes. We walked to Durdle Door, a large donut-shaped piece of rock which has been eroded by the sea. We then made our way to Lulworth Cove. Lulworth Cove is extraordinarily pretty, with a white stony beach and chalk cliffs creating a beautiful visual feast of light blue sea and rock. We combed the beach for hours, looking for fossils and eating ice creams, emerging later, slightly more orange than anticipated, given the time of year. Back at the tent, I read Take a Break magazine. Mike sat bird-watching. The rooks, I was told, had seemingly vanished, leaving only a few smaller birds. He described to me in detail the blue tit politics, which involved a male blue tit trying to get intimate with a female blue tit, which already had a boyfriend. I assumed the mass of rooks had scarpered due to the onslaught of Duke of Edinburgh students, who appeared like mushrooms dominating the space around us. I felt I had to be on best behaviour, as we had, against our will, become part of the DOE cohort. I heard a couple of Duke of Edinburgh lads being told off for laughing. I decided to spend the rest of the evening inside the tent. Mike lit the tent with a large industrial-sized torch. Several hours later, on my way back from the toilet, I realised our every move was lit up like a shadow puppet show, with an audience of Duke of Edinburgh teens. We went to sleep as the students were setting up, and by morning, they had vanished. The next day, we went to Monkey World. I felt uneasy seeing intelligent animals behind glass walls, such as the chimps and the orangutans. Some chimps kicked off, and I didn't like it. Very screechy. I did love the stump-tailed macaque. It looks like a little human, with the body of a dog, I noticed. Imagine one in an enchanted forest, quipped Mike, saying, riddle-dee-doo, riddle-dee-dee, answer me these questions three. I had to agree, they were rather enchanting. We had a lengthy chat about the roles zoos play in conservation versus the keeping of animals in confinement and came to the conclusion it was a grey area. On the way home, we drove past the seafront at Weymouth and stopped off in Abbotsbury. We had locally brewed ciders, elderflower and sweet maiden flavours in the Ilchester Arms. After climbing all the way to the top of the hill to see St Catherine's Chapel, we looked down at the sea and sat on the grass, surrounded by sheep. We did intend to go to the swanery, but when we got there, it was shut. So we walked back to the car and decided to head home early to clean Rook's poo off the tent.